Hello, I'm Kith Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together. Good to welcome everybody. We'll have a word of prayer. And Matt is back from the jail ministry and had 2 saved, 4 rededications, and that's victory right there. One's worth all the world, isn't it? Amen. Thank the Lord. So go to the Lord in prayer. Matthew, lead us, please.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we do just thank you, Father, just to come into your house and just worship you. Father God, you deserve all the glory, honor, and praise this morning, Father. God, we just pray for those who couldn't join us this morning, God. May you be with them where they are, Lord. God, be with us this morning, God. Bless Pastor Ken as he brings this message, Father, Lord. God, just help us to hear with our hearts, Father. Lord, if there's anyone in this house today that does not know you as Lord and Savior, God, make today the day of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. And we have some announcements to make this morning. I believe that we meet directly at the word. Okay. You will.
If you read your bulletins, and I hope you will, you'll see that on Saturday, the WMU is going to play apple butter. And we need your help. All the money, you know, goes towards missions. And we need the pint jars and lids and 65 to 70 pounds of sugar. And we need help, and there's a sign-up sheet outside there if you want to look at the times, because we don't want everybody here at once. We can only stir so many pots. But if you'll put a time that maybe needs help and you can come in and help us stir. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sister Arlene, and this is also Good Samaritan time, Operation Christmas Child. Y'all have words on the display?
Later
on, okay. This is really a good thing. We're looking forward to seeing how Christ is worth and see who can compete with him. How'd that be? Get Christ and people. Oh, talk about Christ. Our Sunday school is up today. And do we have great teachers? Do we have people that can really expound and explain the Word of God? Brother Jim Green was a teacher in here today. Brother James having a little problem with his science. I'll say that right.
Stand breathe.
Any other announcements? Anybody? Okay, we'll move right along then.
We need candy. We need to start bringing candy.
Candy for kids.
28. You notice that too. Our fun fest. Fall fun fest. And that'll be church wide. That'll be on a Wednesday night right here.
6:00.
In the Family Life Center. On the church. We'll bring hot dogs. Members bring desserts. Candy for the kids. So it'll be the 28th on Wednesday.
6:00.
6:00. Up to 10. Are we ready to sing a little more? All right.
So my favorite times in life, hot dogs and candy. I'm 55 and I still like that. Good stuff. Hot dogs and candy, you know, and desserts. No, it don't get any better than that. You know, you eat the dessert then and make the candy with you. I don't know what y'all are dressing up like, but I've been got my costume made. So. But if you see that 300-pound kid come through, don't give him a rock, okay? Hey, all right, we've got a special person. Well, all of you are special, but we've got one this morning. Jesse Feathers, would you please stand? Jesse's been accepted in med school right here in Utrecht. That was an answer to prayer. And yeah. I'll tell you what, it's tough getting in med school here. I've had a couple of cousins. They seem to take the foreign students first because it's all a lot of government funding there, but what a pleasure and what an honor it is to have Jesse here at ETSU from the med school. All right, well, let's stand. No, I'm sorry, I'm out of sync here.
Mark, I'm saying that. It don't take much. When I start talking about hot dogs and candy,
that second verse we just sang, Come Thou Fountain, says, and I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Choir's going to sing about home this morning. But before you can really truly go home, you got to come to Jesus. And once you come to Jesus, then you've got that eternal home. It talks about it in here dancing for Jesus. I've never been known for dancing. Unless it's Yellow Jackets or a snake. And I'm there with everybody. But you know, I don't know. I don't know what I may do when I come face to face with Christ, the God who created me, who died for my sin. You know, it's just, it's an awesome thought. And people, some people say, well, I've never danced. And well, you may not, but you know, don't be thinking that you may not there, because I just don't know. I think we're going to be so overwhelmed in His presence. Just imagine what it's going to be like. And the last part of this song, when life is over, fly to Jesus. And every time I sing that or think about that, I think about rapture. I think about all those bodies in heaven, flying home to Jesus. What an awesome thought this morning. If you don't know Jesus today, it's my prayer that you come to Jesus.
Lost and left to die. Oh, raise your
A lot of religions in the world, but once they're gone, they're gone. Only us, Christians, can we fly to Jesus and live. Page 334, as we stand and sing about our blessed assurance this morning. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of the glory of God.
Still in the hospital in Bristol, and rehab up there.
Hey, we got a lot to pray for. Aren't we glad we got somebody to pray to?
Amen. Be
our intercessor.
Let's remember Norma also. Newland.
Yes, Norman Newland. She's had the surgery on her other foot. I call her my other daughter, adopted daughter, because she says I remind her so much of her preacher dad that passed away. I'm honored. And we just have a lot of fun about that. Josh, good to have you back, Pat.
Ken, we remember my mom. She's having some dizzy spells.
Oh.
And we don't know what's causing it.
We'll do that.
She's been dizzy for 3 days now.
Anybody bowing there on the main board on the prayer pledge? Isn't that anybody? Yes, our daughter Kathy, she gets her stitches out tomorrow. She was in the hospital one day, but she had very intensive work done, a lot more than we expected. And we took out all of her thyroid, of course, and other nodules. And it took about a little over 4 hours to do it. But we appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much. And anybody else?
Brother Ken, my daughter-in-law's father, Randy Bennett, has just been diagnosed with cancer, so they need our prayers.
Randy Bennett. All right. Yeah.
Marilyn Watkins here. She's either had some tests or some tests.
Yes.
Everything's great. Thank you for all your prayers.
Thank you, Brother
Fred.
Almost an 8-year
survivor now.
Yes. Amen. Wonderful. Pray for Jerry. He's at home sick today. And about it.
I'm glad to be back. Thank y'all for praying for me. I had a wonderful trip to Arkansas and back. But Carolyn's on her way to Vanderbilt Wednesday.
Okay.
Driving all by herself. That's 6 hours up, 6 hours back. I'd love for y'all to pray for her and to have a good test. Mm-hmm. She's not feeling the best.
Carolyn, but Ken.
Yes, that's my daughter.
Well,
he's not sick, he's on camping with
the Boy Scouts. Okay. Remember Jerry and all those boys. Was that ever you? Our members there, they were. Brother Jim Green did a wonderful job teaching the lesson this morning. He doesn't want any accolades or anything like that, but I'll tell you, that teacher's coming out, that professor. If you'll leave us in prayer, brother.
Father God, we thank you for the privilege to come to your house and to worship you in spirit and truth. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand and just let you speak through me. I give you all the praise and the glory, God.
Yes.
I thank you. Lord, I pray that you'll minister to all these prayer requests as only you can. You know what the best thing can be. We see here darkly, but after a while, Lord, if we're going to be home with you, we'll see very, very clearly. We'll see you face to face. What a wonderful thing it is to look forward to that day. And Lord, I pray that you'll be now with the offering that we would give freely to the uplifting of thy kingdom. And we'll just praise you and thank you. And anoint Brother Ken this morning. Give him the message that we need to hear.
Yes.
That when we leave the church, God, that we would be a good witness for you. Because we are your witness, whether we want to be or not. Because people see us as we are. And you see us as we really are. And we pray, Lord, that we would be what we say that we are. People can see a difference in us because we are your witness. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Carol Slagle's going to come and talk to us about Operation Christmas. Operation Christmas. I'll be out of the way.
Yeah, I just wanted to refresh your memory on packing the shoebox. We're going to have the shoeboxes available after church today. And these brochures, if you'll just use it as your guide. And there's the envelope on the end to get your $7. What we do is select your box. If you want to use these boxes, you can. You can buy plastic boxes, or you can wrap a shoe box with the Christmas paper, wrap the lid individually, and select an age group of whether a boy or a girl. I always select 10 to 14 year old because I feel like this age group is more likely to be saved through this ministry. And it suggests that you buy a wow item, something a little more expensive. This is what I selected for my wow item. And then the school supplies, the pencil sharpener, pencils, pens, calculator, crayons, magic markers, composition book, we can put hard candies. I usually buy several bags and then just put different kinds in a bag, and you double bag it, and a yo-yo for a girl, a jump rope for a girl, and hygiene items, toothbrush, toothpaste, and the soap, and I always wrap my soap in the washcloth and double bag it. And there's a little sewing kit for a girl. There's scissors and a football there for a boy, and tape measure. I thought they might enjoy playing with that or using it for some purpose. And then put your $7 in the and put your 2 or 3 heavy rubber bands around the box after you pack it. And then you can put a picture of your family and write a letter if you'd like to. And remember to pray for wherever that box is going that they might accept Christ through this ministry.
I don't think I need that. I can speak loud enough. I believe. Can't you all hear me back there? I don't know good about that. Might hurt somebody's ears if I got a hold of that. Also, we got bullets back there that tells you what age group, what goes in each age group too. But I'd like to say, at the beginning of this, we are running a little late. Yes, we've got 18 more days. No, 5 weeks. We've got 5 weeks yet, and it'll be closed out be on the 18th. But I tell you what happened recently. You know, the old devil was bothering me, but he wasn't going to let me help with this year. Kind of this to him, he wouldn't. And that's one reason we're a little late. I convinced myself that I was going to help with him. Talking about these shoe boxes, you might think they're a little expensive, but they're not, because you can't put a price on a soul. If some soul wants these shoe boxes, there's no price to be put on it. And one shoe box goes to one kid, but through that one kid, his whole family might accept Christ, but no one from that kid.
Amen.
Learning from him. And James brought out this morning Sunday school class and his prayer too there. We are to spread the gospel throughout the world. And this is one way that you can have a part in spreading the gospel throughout the world. And So I thank each of you for your cooperation in this project.
Amen.
Bible scholars that meet every Wednesday night at 7, we committed to do 4 of these boxes. And 2 for girls, 1 older and 1 younger, 2 for boys, 1 older and 1 younger. And we'd like to challenge all the Sunday school classes and the other groups that meet to match or exceed what we're doing.
There is no monetary value on Kingdom War.
That's right.
Kathy Burfield's going to come and sing on my favorite song. And if you've listened to all the political debates and all the promises that man or women make, those are temporary. There's only one person that can rescue the souls of men, and that's Jesus Christ. And that's my favorite part of this song, rescue the souls of men. Listen to the words of this song.
You are the one that we praise.
I love this. Let's call it the Epistle of John. Paul, he's incarcerated. He's in the Mamertine prison in Rome, we're told. When he writes this, and we'll look at it together. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are loved, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen of me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, God's best psychiatry is found in the Word of God. Today, we want to talk about seven steps for good mental health. For good mental health. Maybe we're here today and we just need to check up from the neck up. I know I do. So we need to look at these verses. You know, the Bible, it gives a spiritual formula for depression, for fear, for worry, anger, indecision, self-pity. And so we know that these scriptures that we just read will help us if we take them and look at them. And we want to see about seven steps to good mental health. I find some of these problems, that we run into from time to time. And let's just see what Paul says here about this. The first thing we want to see is find your joy in the Lord. Find your joy in the Lord. Look at that verse 4, which says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Now remember that Paul, that great apostle, he's been shipwrecked, he's been beaten, he's been stoned, and he's been in prison. But yet he can say these words, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. You know, Jesus said he wants his joy to be our joy. Look at the book of John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's his desire for each of us. And another good one is Psalm 16 and verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. There's no joy like Jesus gives. Amen? He says, my joy is to have. In his presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So we need to find our joy, notice, in the Lord. Now you can't find your joy in circumstances because they differ, they come and go. We can't always find our joy in others, in peace in them, because they'll disappoint. We can't always find our joy in our health, because that changes. Or in finances, that changes. Or in amusements, we can't find our joy in that. But aren't you glad that we can find our joy in the Lord? Rejoice, he said. And again, I say rejoice. I love that verse in Nehemiah 8:10, which says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you have joy in Jesus this morning? Regardless of what might be going on in your life, there's still that joy. He said, my joy I give unto you. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. The joy that Jesus gives. And it doesn't change like we do. He said, my joy I give. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You may not be able to rejoice right now where you're at. But listen, when we look to Jesus, we can joy in him. We can joy in Jesus. Because Paul tells us, rejoice. There he is, parsley. There he is. All of the things that's gone on. And yet he could write to these Philippians, rejoice, rejoice. There is joy in Jesus. And then the second thing of the seven steps to good mental health, we need to recognize God's presence. He's with us. Notice verse 5, if you will. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now we know he's coming again, but we know he's with us now, isn't he? Through his Holy Spirit, he lives in you, he lives in me. In John's Gospel, we find Jesus saying, I'll send the Comforter that'll come to you. And when he has come, he'll reprove the sin, the world's sin of judgment. He said in chapter 16 of verse 14, he said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter that he may abide with you. How long?
Forever.
Isn't that wonderful? He's moved in. He's not going to move out. The Holy Spirit, when we get saved, the Bible says he comes into our life. What know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, but you have of God, and you're not your own, but you're bought at the price. And he lives. He lives in you. He lives in me. And so we can be thankful that we have him with us. We know that we're not alone. We're not alone. Thank God for that. Hebrews 13:5. But James says, I will never leave. I will never forsake you. Is he with you this morning? If he is, then thank God for that. His presence continually, he's watching over us. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his all, and the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. And so not only rejoice in the Lord, but recognize his continual presence. That verse where he says, I'll never leave you. The preacher was telling that to a gentleman who was a Christian, and he said, in the original, you know, said in the Greek, it's lineal. It says, I'll never, 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 never leave you. It's, you know, five times he said. And this one he was talking to said, well, said, you may need that from Greeks. The Greek scholars tell you that's all right. I said, just once is enough for me. If God says it one time, then he means it, and he'll stand by. And so recognize God's presence. How many is glad he's with you this morning?
Amen.
Amen. You're never, ever alone. That was my dad's favorite song. Seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roll, and seen life breaking. Never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. Promise never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. So recognize God's presence continually. And then the third thing. Look at verse 6 again. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. You know what he's saying? He's saying, refuse to worry about anything. Now that's not easy to do, is it? You know, the commands of the Lord are impossible without Jesus. But he says here, be careful for nothing. And in some translations it said, don't worry about anything. Worry is worthless. Worry never solved a problem. It never paid a fee. It never healed a body. Worry never changed that. It's worthless. It's wasteful. 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 And it's also wicked. Because Jesus, talking there in Matthew chapter 6, talked about how that after these things, talking about food, clothing, shelter, and all that, tell them how God's going to take care of it. Said, after these things, do the heathen seek after. And it's wicked to worry. Now, preacher, do you worry? Yes, I do. Now, as Paul, is he going around with his head in the clouds, you know, like an ivory tower somewhere? He's just quoting scripture. He's just giving the word of God. And so we find Psalms 37, three times it tells us, fret not, fret not, fret not. Anybody here that never worries about anything? Anybody? Nobody. I don't see any hands. I don't stay away from this morning. But oh, I tell you, God can help us in this. Refuse to worry. Fret not. Press on. And then number four of the seven steps to good mental health, we find there again in verse 6. And it tells us here to bring every need to God. Bring every need to God. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Aren't you glad we can come to God with our needs? Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything, Phyllis, everything to God in prayer. Amen. And so we need to do that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 tells us, he knows what we have need of. He knows before we ever ask, but we're told to ask through everything by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. Let our request be made known unto God. Pray about the big thing. Pray about the little thing. Aren't you glad we can bring everything to Him? He knows about it. And I'm so glad we can cast our care upon the Lord with His care. Lord, I heard about a missionary that was on the foreign field. And he had asked the Lord to help him to overcome a lion. That animal, the lion. And he did. He overcame that lion. But then that night, they said he got in his tent, this missionary, and there was a little mosquito. Just bugged him to no end. And he just, all night long, he was restless. He couldn't sleep. And it seemed like the Lord said, you asked me to help you to overcome the lion, but you let that little old mosquito do you in, and you didn't even ask me, for help to overcome the mosquito. You know, that's the way we are. But don't you know God's concerned still about everything that goes on in our life? There's no big problem or little problem with God. He can help us as nobody else can. So bring every need to God. Aren't you glad that we can come to God? That we can approach Him? That we can come to Him with our needs before we ever ask? He knows about it. But He invites us to come to bring everything to Him. Oh, thank God if it wasn't for that. All these years, I couldn't have made it. Brother Bud, you couldn't have made it. If it hadn't have been that you brought it to the Lord, just laid it at His feet and cast all your cares upon Him. I'm thankful that He's there and He's willing and He's able and He's bigger than any problem. No matter what it is. I was in a meeting one time with a bunch of preachers. One guy gave a prayer request, said there was a preacher, so-called preacher, that had a pornography shop. One of the preachers, if I call his name, you'd know it, but he got up and he said, men, he said, I'm going to pray that God will kill this man within 24 hours. After, I said, Leroy, I said, that was all specific. He said, that's what we need to do. Be specific when we pray. And so, we're not praying for anybody to be killed, but, bring every need to God. Bring every need to God, no matter what it is. Amen? Bring every need to God. Everything of prayer and supplication that you request. Then we need to develop a thankful spirit. Number 5, the 7 steps to good mental health. Hey, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help myself. I guess I need it more than anybody. We need to develop a thankful spirit. Verse 6 says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We need to, in our prayers, pull out a few groans and shove in a few hallelujahs. Have an attitude of gratitude to God for all that He's done in our prayers. Develop a thankful spirit. Do we thank Him for what He's done? We thank Him for sunshine. We thank Him for rain. We thank Him for joy. Do we thank Him for pain? Do we thank Him for gains? Do we thank Him for losses? Do we thank Him for blessings? Do we thank Him for crosses? In everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Develop a thankful spirit. Wouldn't it make a difference in our life, in our prayer life, that we would just come before God and thank Him for what He's already done. He's done so much for this old boy. I know He has. God is good all the time. God is good. Thank God He is. And so we need to be thankful for our blessings. Boy, if we begin to enumerate those blessings, we just run out of things that, oh, blessings we never run out, really. All of the things that He's done for us. He's been good to us. God's been good. He's faithful. He loves us. He cares about us. As nobody else does. And then we need to practice positive things. Practice positive thinking. Look at verse 8. Well, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I think we need to know that we've got a positive God. Amen. We've got a God who's positive. He wants us to be positive. Think on the best thing. That's a man thinketh in his heart. So is it. Two men looked through prison bars. One saw mud, the other saw stars. You know, Norman Vincent Peale, I didn't agree with all his theology, but he wrote a book of power. Adlai Stevens said, Paul's appealing, appeals to Paul. But anyway, I do agree with the Joe, we talked about this. I do agree with the positive thinking. Christian, we've got a positive God. We've got a God. He's on the throne. He's on the throne. He's not going to move either, is he? Think of that. Think of the best thing. Practice positive things. Many times we're negative. I think it's Zig Ziglar who wrote the book on raising positive kids in a negative world. And Zig Ziglar, he said concerning positive thinking, he said that as a man thinketh, quoted that verse, he said to be negative is stinking thinking. So we don't want to be guilty of stinking thinking. Let's think good things. Let's think, say God is going to bless Boone Street Baptist Church like He's never done before. He's still ready and able and willing to bless this church. If we just give it to Him. Amen? Amen. God's going to take care of this church. He's going to take care of every true church that He has, because He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Don't say the church is going down. Thank God it's going up. Amen. We've got a future that's unbelievable. Think on the best thing. Think on good things that's going to happen. And do that in your family. Do that in your home. Do that in your job. Positive thing. I thought of these poor CSX people that be out of work. You know, we need to pray for them. We really do. But God may have greater things. But trust Him, look to Him. It'll be different from Irwin, for what I was talking to Denver about that. It won't be the same for what. But God's still on the throne, and God is able to do it exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Let's try to take the positive in. Sure, our country. It is in bad shape. Somebody said going to hell and in back. But listen, God's still in charge. He's still able. He can turn it around. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When we pray, when we bring these things before God, He can make a difference. The Bible says in the book of Job, you know all that Job went through with, said that God turned all this around. When he prayed for his friends, God turned it around. God can turn again the captivity of Zion. God can do that. For you, individually, personally, practice positive thinking. And then, last of all, I'm closing. Brother Jim says we've got to go eat here. By the way, whoever formulated that ad for the paper in the John Deere Press about Pastor Appreciation. I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. What a wonderful gesture. I appreciate that, what you did. Wasn't expecting it, but thank God. For this church, we got a good church. It's one of God's choicest churches. I mean that with all of my heart, not just because of what you do for me. Listen, it's been that way for years and years and years. And that's why Brother Bud, Sister Helen, stayed here. I know, to make this their membership after he got through doing his interims. Man, where'd he end up? Right back here. It's that kind of church that has a great history of loving their pastor and working with their pastor. Then, verse 9, let's look at that. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, notice the little word, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Get busy. You know, that'll do more than anything. It's a cure for work. It's activity, work. And the Bible tells us that over and over again. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the work, and not hearers. So I found out, and I'm sure you have too, that if there's a burden that's eating you up and you got a heavy load to carry, just get busy for God. Just get busy helping somebody. Just make a telephone call. Just encourage somebody. We've got some of the most encouraging folks here. But we need to just not let things get us down. Get busy for God. Because these things that you both heard. And then in John 13, I'm closing. I promise. 13:17 of John says, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do. If you know these things, these seven things we talked about, do a decent practice and live by it. If we could do that, if we could live by these seven steps, good mental health, I'm sure it'd make a difference for us. Just a little piece in here, a little something different. But I guess I need to hear on those times. Sometimes I'm mentally unstable. Tell me a preacher this night. Amen, Helen. if I've got a buddy here at this church, it's Helen. Love her to death. Let's stand. You may be unsaved today. You may not have a relationship with Jesus. But Christ died for you on that old cross 2,000 years ago. Shed his blood. Buried. Rose again. And he's coming back someday for us. I don't believe it's going to be long. But you're here today. You're not sure. You're on a shadow of doubt or peradventure that you're saved. That you're born again. That your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're not certain. Share of that salvation, you can make it right today. Wherever you're standing, you can come and let us pray. You hear us as a Christian, and you want to walk closer, and you just want to come. The invitation is general. Come. The Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. Take the water of life and fruit. So if you're not saved, it's time to get right with the Lord. If you're a Christian, need to rededicate your life. If you're not a member of Boone Street Baptist Church, we would love it. Invite you with open arms. We'd reach out to you. We'd preach it as we see it. We'd minister to you in the way that God gives to us to do. We'd sing. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that it never fails. God, we just thank you that it's like a sharp, two-edged sword. God bless now as the message has gone out, Lord. It's a little weak wife, but God, we thank you that you can make it powerful. The Word of God is quick and powerful. And I pray today, God, that whatever needs to be done here today can be done for your glory, your honor alone. For we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We sing. We stand in here. Here you come.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, business on website, WindsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.